This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. We're reporting next on the side effects of our mass media. Every year we get a little bit closer to a world where you get what you want when you want it, at least when it comes to entertainment. New technologies have given us access to countless channels for music and television and film. But NPR's Laura Seidel wonders whether convenience is costing us a sense of common culture.
Remember the Seinfeld episode when a reporter mistakenly thought that Jerry and George were lovers?
We knew you were eavesdropping. That's why my friend said all that. It was on purpose. We're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
And not that there's anything wrong with it if you didn't see the episode or any of the other famous ones, you know, yada, yada, yada.
Even if you didn't see them, you knew about them.
That's Clifford Nass, Stanford University communications professor. He says Seinfeld, a show about nothing, actually meant something. Americans laughed together.
That's really what marks cultural touchstones, things that people are aware of, that they can share, that they can make reference to, that they don't actually have to consume themselves.
More than 40% of American households saw the final episode of Seinfeld in the spring of 1998, according to the Nielsen Company. Fast forward about 11 years.
The winner of American Idol 2009 is Chris Allen!
You can be forgiven if you have no idea who Chris Allen is. American Idol may be the most popular program on television today, but only about 16% of American households saw this year's finale. Over the last decade, the number of television channels has more than doubled. There's Lifetime for women, Spike for men, the Sci-Fi Channel, and onto that, the internet and YouTube. Professor Abigail Dukosnik with UC Berkeley's Center for New Media says once the nation shared trusted anchors like Walter Cronkite and Peter Jennings, now everyone can find the news that suits their taste.
Fox News will take a stance that represents a certain set of values, and The Daily Show will take a stance that has a very different ideology than Fox News. For better or for worse, when we did have 60 million people watching any one network's nightly news program, that meant that 60 million people had to all receive the same information and make up their minds about it and be in dialogue with one another about it.
Dukosnik says people watch the news they find agreeable, and then they use the internet to chat with the people who share their tastes and opinions. Stanford professor Clifford Nass says social scientists find the current trends worrisome.
There have never been cultures or societies in which there weren't a very large set of shared ideas, norms, values, stories, cultures, etc. We've just never seen that before.
Of course, having a mainstream culture also meant that some people felt left out.
I'm Kenna Fung, and I'm kind of a nerd.
A science fiction nerd. Fung particularly loves the BBC program Doctor Who, which airs on cable in the U.S. Doctor Who is an alien who travels through time and space. He often visits Earth.
I'm the Doctor, by the way.
Astrid, sir. Astrid Peth.
Nice to meet you, Astrid.
Merry Christmas.
Doctor Who didn't interest anyone else in school, says Fung.
Even though I know they had a lot of viewers across the world and across the country, nobody at school was really into it, and so I felt like I was the only one who liked that, and I had nobody to talk about it with.
At least not in person. But she did meet people through online fan sites.
How have you been?
I've been fine, thanks.
Fung met Mary Bister online. The two of them have never met in person. I suggested Fung give her a ring, and they had no problem launching into a conversation about the new actor who will play Doctor Who.
I can't wait to see if Matt Smith has any weird facial expressions just like David Tennant did.
Well, don't you think he has to with that face?
In the real world, this friendship between 35-year-old Bister, a medical student at the University of Chicago, and 19-year-old Fung, a community college student in San Mateo, would be unlikely.
I don't have a whole lot of young adults, late teens, early 20s friends, but in the Doctor Who fandom, that's a big percentage of who's there.
Clearly, these kinds of connections cross bridges between people in ways that watching Seinfeld or the evening news at home never could. But Stanford professor Clifford Nass says they're not likely to hold a nation together.
The things that tend to glue society together are people who share a number of things together. It makes it easier to mobilize, to bring people together behind a cause, behind an issue.
Like healthcare or war. There were decades when if you hadn't heard of certain cultural touchstones like Seinfeld or Michael Jackson, you might be considered to be living under a rock. But as technology lets each of us indulge our personal desires and tastes, we now can crawl under our own rocks. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.